High School University, Act 4. Join us for another visit to a place where hearts beat most fiercely, where the love of today can mean the heartbreak of tomorrow. Welcome to Act 4 of High School University. Listen closely for the words you need to know. When the word is used, you'll hear the organ play a note. When last we saw Sally, she was lifting weights with Janet, her friend and confidant, and Sally blurted out that she and her nemesis Laura were really long-lost sisters. It's the next morning, and the school bell is about to ring.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, Laura. Remember me, Alberto? I'm the guy you gave the cold shoulder to yesterday.
You don't look too good, Laura. Looks like you just saw a ghost.
Somebody broke into my locker and stole my journal.
Theft here at Nestor Smeck High School? How dare you? That's heresy. You ought to be more careful about making spurious accusations.
Are you sure you didn't leave it at home?
I never bring it home. I'm afraid somebody will see it.
I think I saw your friend Tom with something that looked like a journal.
Tom? Are you sure?
Who are you afraid will see it?
I have to find that journal.
You know what? That girl is sincere. She really is an anomaly here at this school. She's way too good for you, Alberto. You don't deserve a girl that good.
May I dissent, Elliot? I deserve the best. I consider myself a fervent connoisseur of the best, as a matter of fact.
I hate to see an innocuous young student like Laura become corrupted by the likes of you.
There is a surfeit of young ladies here who are far from innocent. I prefer the innocent one.
I have seen the effects of that before. Never good. Always deleterious.
Then perhaps you'd like to apologize to Laura for breaking into her locker. Or would you rather I do it for you?
Never mind.
Then it might be more prudent for you to keep your mouth shut in that case and let the chips fall where they may.
Look who's coming.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Sally.
Can't you at least say hi, Alberto?
Do you always have to be so strident?
What's his problem?
He's in love with your enemy.
Thanks, Elliot.
I know all about it, Alberto. I've seen how you look at me now. Or don't look at me, I should say. You've attenuated your feelings for me. Turned them way down. I have eyes. But I thought we could at least be friends.
How can we be friends with all you're doing, Sally? You, the ostensible leader of the school.
What am I doing?
Spreading lies. Propagating rumors. Without rhyme or reason. Until you have the whole campus in an ugly ferment.
You can be the arbiter of this disagreement, Elliot. Do you think I've had a bad effect on this campus?
As I said before, purely deleterious.
You see?
I only did it because I love you, Alberto.
Here comes Tom.
Sally, I've been looking for you.
And Laura's looking for you.
I wanted to show this to you, Sally, before I went to print with a school paper.
What is it?
These are excerpts from Laura's journal. It has a surfeit of spectacular confessions.
You wouldn't dare print Laura's private journal.
What does it say?
You're not serious, Tom, are you? I would hope you would be more prudent.
This is the story of the year. I'm not going to pass this one up.
What does it say?
If I'm not mistaken, Tom is about to reveal to the school that Laura and I are sisters.
Impossible.
You knew?
As soon as I saw her, I knew.
Then why have you been so cruel to her?
I guess I was just jealous, Alberto. She was put up for adoption, and I was kept at home. Laura got adopted by a rich family, and I got I got what I got, so I guess I wanted to get even somehow. I'm sorry I did it now. I didn't realize the efficacy of one small rumor, how it can get out of hand.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Sally.
Laura,
sister,
can you forgive me?
We have a lot of catching up to do.
Wait a minute. You don't expect me to cover up this story, do you?
I think it's incumbent on you to bury it, Tom.
Why do I have the feeling that neither of these girls will ever go out with me?
Will Tom print Laura's journal? What will happen to Laura and Sally? Will anybody date Alberto? These are only some of the questions that remain at High School University. Let's review some words you heard, words you need to know.
Well, good morning, Laura. Remember me, Alberto? I'm the guy you gave the cold shoulder to yesterday.
Cold shoulder is an idiom. It means to snub or ignore someone.
Theft here at Nestor Smeck High School? How dare you? That's heresy. You ought to be more careful about making spurious accusations.
Heresy, an unacceptable opinion or belief. Spurious means counterfeit, false, or suspicious.
You know what? That girl is sincere. She really is an anomaly here at this school.
An anomaly is an abnormality or irregularity.
May I dissent, Elliot? I deserve the best. I consider myself a fervid connoisseur of the best, as a matter of fact.
To dissent is to protest, differ, or disagree. To be fervid is to be enthusiastic, passionate, or intense.
I hate to see an innocuous young student like Laura become corrupted by the likes of you.
To be innocuous is to be innocent, mild, or harmless.
There is a surfeit of young ladies here who are far from innocent. I prefer the innocent one.
A surfeit is an excess, a superabundance.
I have seen the effects of that before. Never good. Always deleterious.
Deleterious means harmful or bad.
Then it might be more prudent for you to keep your mouth shut in that case and let the chips fall where they may.
To be prudent is to be cautious or wise.
Do you always have to be so strident?
Strident means rough, harsh, or shrill.
I know all about it, Alberto. I've seen how you look at me now. Or don't look at me, I should say. You've attenuated your feelings for me. Turned them way down.
To attenuate is to weaken, thin, or decrease.
How can we be friends with all you're doing, Sally? You, the ostensible leader of the school.
Ostensible means seeming, pretended, or outward.
Spreading lies, propagating rumors, without rhyme or reason, until you have the whole campus in an ugly ferment.
To propagate is to multiply, spread, or produce. Without rhyme or reason is an idiom. It means making no sense. Ferment is agitation, turmoil, or uproar.
You can be the arbiter of this disagreement, Elliot. Do you think I've had a bad effect on this campus?
An arbiter is a judge.
I'm sorry I did it now. I didn't realize the efficacy of one small rumor, how it can get out of hand.
Efficacy means the power to produce an effect.
I think it's incumbent on you to bury it, Tom.
Incumbent means morally required. Let's review once again the words you need to know, only this time you provide the definition. If you can, take out a piece of paper and a pencil. Otherwise, just say it to yourself. Use the pause button to take the time to get it right. Ready? Okay. Heresy. Spurious. Anomaly. Dissent. Fervid. Innocuous. Surfeit. Deleterious. Prudent. Strident. Attenuate. Ostensible. Propagate. Ferment. Arbiter. Efficacy. Incumbent. Let's review the idioms. Cold shoulder. Without rhyme or reason. How did you do? If there were some words you weren't sure of, check the definitions in the booklet. Make a note of the words you missed and study them again. Once you have the confidence to use these words in their appropriate context, you are on your way to a better vocabulary and improved word power.